Well, hello there, my friends. This is Michael Caine with you with Living Your Success 24/7. Are you having a good day? Are you having a good day? Yes, I hope you are. So anyway, what's the day? What are we going to talk about? Let's jump right in to it. And this episode actually is worldwide related. So I'll get to it in a second. We're going to talk about hobbies. That's right. What does that have to do with success? A lot. Some hobbies turn into money-making ideas for sure. In fact, I think I hit one or two or a couple of these things as far as entrepreneurial on here. And you'll be the judge. So let's go into a definition of what a hobby is. And everyone has an idea what it is. Something on the side where you think, well, I don't get paid for it, but it's something I love to do. It's an activity, it's a something. So hobbies are an activity in a person's leisure time for pleasure. Notice that leisure, like time to step away from work or school or any other obligations where you do what you do you. You do what's important to you, that whatever makes you have fun. Okay, so that's essentially what a hobby is. But again, hobbies can turn into just from a fun entertainment aspect or sport to something that can generate you income. And so this is, irregardless, it's right on target in terms of living your success. Now, what spurred this podcast, I came across this website called Skill Scouter, and I saw this article by, let's give credit where credit is due. On this show, we give credit to whoever it belongs to. Article by Lewis Keegan, which was dated October 27, 2023, not too long ago. Again, Lewis Keegan. Thank you, Lewis, for this insightful article. It's called 37 Most Popular Common Hobbies in the World. So my listeners, my podcast recipients, if you hear something that is a hobby to you, you know, well, give a clap. Shout out. 37 Most Popular Common Hobbies in the World. And by the way, please visit my website, livingyoursuccess.com. And please buy my book on Amazon. It's called Slaying Your Dragons, Living the Life You Always Wanted by Michael Caine. That's K-A-N-E. Have a paperback version as well as an ebook version. Very affordable. Please, you can support me doing that. Anyway, guess what the number one he has on the list is? Reading. You know, reading as a hobby? Yeah, that's right. In fact, I was in a meeting this week, and I was doing a presentation, and I actually mentioned that, one thing I do, right? And so it's, that's very interesting reading. And, you know, it's a close cousin to another down on the list, which we'll get to, is writing. It's like read and write. I like to write. I like to read. Reading is can be educational. Obviously, in schools, we have books and we have computers where you can access those books. They're electronic books. There's hardcover books where you actually, they're physical, tangible. You hold them. Then I have the e-reader books, electronic, or you see it on the internet or emails or other websites. You read. Reading is fun, not just educational where you learn things, but it can be it can be fun and educational at the same time, not necessarily in school, but you learn things. We learn a lot of things by reading. We read stop signs when we drive, directional signs, whether you're in a boat, a plane, or whatever, train, there are signs. We read comic books, we read novels, We read scripts, screenplays, play, we read a whole a list of things. So reading is part of the fabric of our very existence. And there's those who are sight challenged, where there's Braille, they read with Braille. And then we read on our cell phones, right? Social media topics, and which we create or read other people's. Well, so I would say that is should be number one, because we do it without even trying. I'm looking around the room and I'm reading things on the wall, and posters, little saying slogans, right? Gift cards, Christmas cards, Thanksgiving cards, like Hallmark type stuff. I'm just looking around the room. There's things, even the Christmas bag or birthday bag, I'm reading it, but it says birthday. And if you buy something, equipment or a chair or whatever to put together, you're reading the instruction manual, right? Go on and on and on. So we have martial arts as number two. Okay, I was in martial arts and I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was actually fun to me. A lot of people, millions of people, have their kids and themselves in it. So I love that one too. So the top two, and this may not be in any particular order, I just says 37 most popular common hobbies in the world. So if it's on the list, that's good enough, whatever order. But martial arts is a bit there. Jewelry making, very popular. My daughter used to do that even as a kid. It's very therapeutic. And we made some when I was in school, like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, things we took for our Mother's Day, we made our own little jewelry. Woodworking, that could be therapeutic and plus productive, where you're actually creating furniture or chairs or tables or whatever. Definitely can get good enough on that. Even with the jewelry, you can make money at these things, folks. And I'm not, it's not just about the money, but it's about having fun, being entertained, and something that you enjoy. Life is short, so you might as well enjoy some things too. Not all about the Benjamins. Gardening. My wife is a serious gardener. And my sister-in-law as well, and aunts, and along the years, and family. My mother too had a little nice rose garden in the back. Gardening is a whole lot of things, actually, and you can get sustenance. We actually, I mean, really, my wife. I'm starting to help her slowly but surely. I'm learning, asking questions. But gardening, we actually eat things, fruits, vegetables, from the garden. Save you money too, right? And it's plus it's organic and natural, no pesticides. Video games, definitely fun. I used to love video games, used to, but I still do. I don't have time for that, but I like video games. It's very entertaining. People actually make video games too, critiquing them, and too. Yes, they do. Fishing. I used to fish with the uncle. My dad always tried to get me to fish as well, and used to help my dad in the kitchen when they caught fish to or bought fish. Used to, well, somebody fished for it, whoever bought it, whoever caught it. And you could spend time with other people, family members on these things, fish, all of the above that I mentioned. Walking. I walk every day like religion. And most of it's because of health, to maintain my health, to improve my health. An extension of that would be hiking, which is more go is a deeper dive into walking. Like hiking. I used to hike, but I fell out of that and just walk around the block now. But when we're out and about in certain rural areas, we will hike. So we're going to do that when we're in Oregon in a few months. We'll be doing some hiking there, and as well as other places we're going to visit for business and pleasure. There's yoga. I don't really do yoga. I've done it before, but it's fine. It's another way to get in shape. Traveling. Yeah, this is on a serious bucket list to do more traveling and visit other places, right? We want to go to places like Scotland, Spain, Iceland, just back to Italy, back to Switzerland. Golf, I did that, took lessons, and sort of so good. And that was therapeutic, actually. I enjoyed it. Maybe we'll do that. Watching sports. I used to be fanatic about it, but not anymore. I don't have time to give too much to other people on a TV screen. I do it during, the big events like Super Bowl or, NBA playoffs or something like that. But during the normal season, I just don't have time. I'll watch occasional thing, but I was a fanatic at first, and we used to go to a lot of events in person and stuff. It was really fun though at that time. Playing cards, love playing cards, different card games. It's a list too many to mention here, but it could be fun. You could play solitaire by yourself or play with someone else, 2 to 4 or 5 people in teams too. Board games like Monopoly, Sorry, Life, the game of life, and a whole bunch of board. There's so many board games. So that's definitely fun. If you have kids, these are some excellent ways to keep them busy and not just watching TV all day or playing with their cell phone. Eating out, enjoyable. That's some form of entertainment and socializing and family togetherness or friends and even at work, we eat out. It creates a bond, right? It's a way to something to do. Writing, I love writing, even though I've been slowing down lately, but I'm working on my writing more to be on a sort of like a regiment, I have so many words per day or week. So I'm going to get back to that because creative writing I enjoy very much so. Running, I used to be a runner, not anymore. But growing up, I used to run track and field and long distance runner. I used to just like, I don't know why, it was in my blood. Tennis, I took lessons when I was a kid with that. Wasn't really any good, but it was fun. Got to be in shape for that, otherwise you'll huff and puff going left and right, left, front and back. Volunteer work, I did some volunteer work, not enough. So many people in need, and I know I need to step that up. But there's a nice hobbies and humanitarian right there for volunteering, helping people like distributing turkeys at Thanksgiving or Christmas, providing meals, donating food for people. Dancing, we exercise more now through dancing as opposed we do still go to the gym, but we don't feel like going to the gym, we dance. Excellent way to lose weight, get in shape, cardio. There's your cardio. Painting. Painting could be anything. This past weekend, we had a painting party where we painted whatever we wanted. And some people, it was because it was Easter, that Easter eggs. And so that also could. I believe it's creative painting as opposed to just painting your house. Okay, so it's very therapeutic, I'd say. I wish I had some talent with that. Because I enjoy it, but I suck. Well, I guess you can't be good at everything. What else? Cooking. I used to cook more, but I still cook every week. Just cook something new. I'm just now breaking up. Instead of doing the same old thing, I'm looking at cookbooks and videos, and been starting to branch out. So I'm gonna do more of that this year. I want to cook at least 10 new things. I already did one last week. And so sort of like an Italian chicken thing. Okay. So love to cook, love to barbecue. I'm a meat guy by trade, by hobby trade, I mean. And I used to bake more. I like baking pies, but I don't need to eat them. It's not, I need sugar substitutes is what I need to do. That will still make the apple pie or peach cobbler taste good. Anyway, bicycling. Used to do that at the beach primarily when I was younger. Used to do it in the street, on the sidewalk, whatever, but love bicycling on the beach. Housework. That ain't a hobby for me, but if it's housework, God bless you, you people. Can't say too much with that one. That's a job, triple job. 26, but people like it, so I'll support you. Movie watching, that's another extreme hobby of mine. I love films, and I especially love going to the movie theater to see films. Sometimes, the bigger the movie, you got to get that experience with other people, 300, 400, 500, 700 people. I just like that vibe. That was 26, 27, genealogy. Really? You know what? We have to table that one. I guess it could be a hobby to find out just, I don't know. I'm trying to understand how that's a hobby. But I guess so, like bicycling, painting, and look reading. I guess why not? That one's a stretch for me. Genealogy, huh? Hobby, I guess studying it. As far as your ancestors, I guess, it's sort of like people that love history. And tracing your bloodlines, like ancestry.com, okay? I'm stretching here. I'm being redeemed on this one. So I guess, yeah, to study the from descendant to ancestor, going into birth records. I guess there's people that do that, obviously. So, and it's a sojourn to maybe understand where you came from, then I get it. Because I want to do that. We actually started doing that, just delayed. It's work doing that to know exactly, or most likely we kind of know what's in our DNA, but where we actually came from. So don't want to guess on that one. So that could be fun. Church activities, definitely. Volunteered, I did social things, even did presentations at churches to help people as far as employment, look for work, get some skills and things, so church activities, workshops, seminars, fun get-togethers, right? Like picnics, stuff like that. Calligraphy. I think my mother was into that. That now those man, that could be fun too. We did that as kids in school. Some people were really, really good. It was just expert like. My mother was good with that kind of stuff too. 30 is podcasts. Well, yeah, I guess people do it for fun. I think a lot of people would see it as a potential money maker, and but some people just do it for fun with no inclination of getting paid or whatever, or getting sponsors or getting, support, but just to do it to share to the world their story, whatever that story is. So yeah, I can see that. Television. You know, like TV shows like Friends, Seinfeld. Uh-oh, I'm dating myself. There's so many shows like The Witcher. I love that. I used to like The Flash that came on 9 seasons. A lot of other shows, The Good Witch, I'm just naming shows. Raising Dion, oh gosh, man, what other shows? A whole lot of shows I like. Collecting. I like to used to collect coins, and my brother used to collect, he did coins as well, but stamps and rocks. My wife collects rocks and skulls and things of that nature. And a whole other selection. I won't give all anyone's business on this podcast, but there's a lot of people that collect everything. Some people heard collect watches, right? Wine, Disneyland, mementos, go on and on. Hobbies, music. Some people love listening to different music, going to concerts, or being a musician and playing it for fun. So that's a good one. Skiing and snowboarding. Okay. That's fun, playing in the snow. And skiing's a sport too. So, okay. Shopping. That'll get you broke, but yeah, some people, it's a hobby. They go out and I think most people probably spend more money than they should, but that's their business. Spend it all if you have to. But be wise to kind of be prudent and when shopping and spend all your money if that's the case, hopefully. Socializing, people get together with drinks, food, events and around holidays, birthdays, we do that several times a year. It's good to be with family and friends and people, colleagues. Quilting, my grandmother was a quilter and aunts and stuff like that. Making all nice patterns and all these activities, all these hobbies I mentioned from around the world. 37 most popular common hobbies in the world. It's cross-cultural, cross-income, does not discriminate. Anybody can do these things. And so, if you do all of them, God bless. But I have done quite a few things on this list, and I want to get back to some of them, actually. Want to have fun instead of just work, 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 right? So, hopefully, you have participated in some of these, and if not, feel encouraged. Please feel encouraged to take up some of these things like walking, yoga, golf, traveling, board games, playing cards, volunteer work, fishing, gardening, reading, writing, church activities, calligraphy, television, collecting music, socializing, quilting, bicycle, cooking, and painting, and all these things should hopefully give you some ideas so to help you lead a happy and successful life. And again, it's not always success about the money. It's about your activities being free, being having fun, being entertained. And perhaps you can put some of these hobbies or propose hobbies as a side gig and make some money. A couple of them, that's exactly is what I want to do and in the process of doing. So anyway, I hope you learned some things and it was some insightful to give you ideas on not just work, 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 right? But just fun, 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 fun. So, at any rate, but if you want to take some of these hobbies and turn it into a money machine, please do it. Do it. And do it till you're satisfied, whatever it is. Maybe dating myself on that song. So anyway, but my friends, it's time to go. Time to adios. So until next time, please also share this podcast with family, friends, and frenemies, and strangers, and people you think be interested. and sign up on Apple. You can get me on Facebook, Twitter, also Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio and Spotify too, and Amazon Music, well as a few others platforms. So until next time, my friends, this is Michael Caine, living your success 24/7. Until we meet again. Ciao.